This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In the presidential race, California is solidly in the John Kerry camp, but there's still some suspense heading into November. Voters are facing 16 ballot measures, and as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, those issues are adding some heat to an otherwise cool campaign season.
Okay, it's not the longest California ballot ever. That was in 1914, when voters here grappled with 48 propositions. But the breadth of the 16 measures on this November's ballot is extraordinary. Stem cell research and criminal justice and primary elections and mental health and taxes and DNA testing and emergency rooms and gambling, and then some. The poor California voter then has to figure out what to do about it all, says Robert Stern, president of the Center for Governmental Studies.
16 measures means that Californians are going to have to do a lot of homework, and they're going to be very upset when they go in the ballot box and probably will vote no on a lot of these propositions just because there are so many of them.
Most initiatives, in fact, fail to win voters' approval. But in the past, Stern says, Californians have made use of the ballot to pass laws that the legislature wouldn't touch,
such as term limits, campaign financing, where the legislature will never address those issues, and the only way that you'll see passage of those measures is really through the initiative process.
Californians have been very possessive of their right to make law at the ballot box, says Stern, and they see themselves, not their elected representatives, as the ones who should determine the direction of the state, according to John Matsusaka, president of the Initiative and Referendum Institute at the University of Southern California.
The voters, if you look at the opinion polls, clearly believe that they want to make the broad policy decisions. And so the overwhelming majority of the electorate believes that this is a good thing for the voters to decide stem cell, whether we should do it or not. They don't think that that's something that legislators have any particular expertise on. They think that that's a value decision that should be left to the people.
The stem cell initiative that Matsusaka mentions is one of the hottest issues on this ballot. It would have California borrow $3 billion over 10 years to fund embryonic stem cell research. There's also a referendum on a law requiring many businesses to provide health insurance for their employees. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger opposes that one. In fact, the governor has taken positions, pro or con, on 9 of the 16 measures on the ballot, and he may weigh in on more before Election Day. It's unusual, says Matsusaka, for a governor to take positions on so many different initiatives.
But this is part of what Schwarzenegger's done. His whole campaign has been intimately related to the tools of direct democracy, and he's used that threat to put pressure on the legislature, and he clearly wants to signal that he has power in that area. If he loses on a lot of these measures, his credibility is going to be really diminished. But if he wins on all of them, you know, who's going to cross him?
The opinions of California's high-profile governor could be extremely important in drawing attention to measures on this crowded ballot. But endorsements aren't the only or even the best way to make an initiative stand out from the pack, says Democratic strategist Gary South.
Money is the best way to get your message across, always, in these initiative campaigns. Some of these campaigns, my suspicion is, will spend $60 to $70 million.
Those are the ones that will be able to afford to advertise on TV.
There will be others that will be limited to $2 or $3 million. If you're down at the low end of that, it's very, very difficult to communicate to people even the basics of what the initiative is about, let alone why it's necessary or why it's a positive thing.
South is working on 3 initiative campaigns now, one in favor of changing California's partisan primary to an open one, another to defeat an increase in telephone taxes to fund some emergency medical services. He's also working against a measure to expand gambling. The Vote No campaign, says South, are always the easiest.
Because voters over a period of a campaign can really start to smell what these initiatives are about, despite how deceptively they might be titled or sold. And there is an inherent skepticism that the voters have in California about who's behind these initiatives and what they would do.
And there just needs to be some shred of doubt, and Californians will just vote no. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.